3, 2, 1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Wednesday the 30th of November. It's National Computer Security Day. Happy birthday Ridley Scott, Mia Goth, Gary Lineker and Lorraine Kelly. Bankers are set to get their bonuses back as Tuesday saw Cabinet approve plans to lift the cap on salaries and allow bonuses of up to €20,000 for bank employees. The caps were put in place when the financial crash happened over 10 years ago, resulting in the state bailout of the banks. Because AIB and PTSB are still partially owned by the state, they'll have to wait for the new measures to take effect, but the cap on paying salaries above €500,000 will be completely removed from the Bank of Ireland. Minister for Finance Pascal Donoghue said that the salary caps had severely restricted the ability of the banking and financial sector in Ireland to attract top talent. John O'Connell, General Secretary, Financial Services Union, says the new regulations are important for ordinary members of banking staff, not just top executives.
This had to apply to retail staff who earn as little as 26,000 and suffer from the same, pressures of inflation, housing, health that every one of us suffer from. So we think it's crucial that they are included.
The move to lift restrictions has come after heavy lobbying by the banking sector, but it wasn't welcomed by opposition TDs, including Sinn Féin spokesperson on finance, Piers Doherty.
And I think it's tone deaf to the scandal that we have seen, the fact that there has not been a change in culture in the banks, and also to the fact that we are in the middle of a cost of living crisis, and yet this is what the minister seems to prioritise.
As protests continue in China over COVID lockdowns, the mood in the West has shifted to a much more negative view of the Far Eastern powerhouse, with the government buying out the Chinese investment in Sizewell C and the ongoing rows over mobile phone company Huawei. It wasn't entirely surprising to hear UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak declare that their relationship with China is entering a new phase.
Now let's be clear, the so-called golden era is over, along with the naive idea that trade would automatically lead to social and political reform.
Tory MP Bob Seeley, who sits on the UK Foreign Affairs Committee, agrees with his boss and says that the West really needs to consider how economically dependent it is on China.
China uses trade for power in a way that we don't, and naively we don't really quite understand either.
Russia's continuing strikes in Ukraine's power grid have done serious damage. The country as a whole is suffering from a 30% shortage of electricity, and the ongoing attacks have left Ukrainian energy companies struggling to find enough spare parts to manage repairs. At a NATO foreign minister's meeting in Bucharest on Tuesday, there was an appeal for further assistance and generators from its European neighbours. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg also took the opportunity to reiterate NATO's ongoing support for Ukraine.
President Putin is trying to use winter as a weapon of war, which is inflicting a lot of suffering on the Ukrainian people.
The HSE has said it has started to contact people who were affected by the cyber attack on its systems last year. Personal data from over 100,000 people was downloaded and copied during the hack, which happened in May 2021. Only the people who were affected by the hack will be contacted, and if you do receive a letter, then you can find out what data of yours was accessed in the hack through a HSE online portal. Fran Thompson, Chief Information Officer with the HSE, says they've learned a huge amount of lessons since the cyber attack.
First of all, we have learned a huge number of lessons since our cyber attack. We've designed this application as a cloud-native application, which means it's hosted on the cloud, it's hosted on a private cloud. When you're uploading your folder, you're not actually uploading to us, you're doing a validation of that. And then we're also using two-factor authentication, so you provide us with your phone number. Anytime you want to log in, we're actually texting you, similar to what would be used in banking-type applications.
Still to come this Smart 7 Ireland edition, England beat Wales to get to the final 16 in the World Cup, and Catherine Han had a very odd teenage crush.
Right after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back.
The World Cup stumbles on in Qatar, with Group A and Group B wrapping up their opening stages on Tuesday. Host nation Qatar were knocked out with 3 losses and 1 goal, while Senegal and the Netherlands both headed through to the next round. Group B saw the US facing Iran and England facing Wales. The US beat Iran 1-0 to progress to the next round. And after a much agonising, Gareth Southgate finally actually played Phil Foden, and the Man City player grabbed a goal along with 2 from Marcus Rashford to see the game finish England 3, Wales 0. Southgate's men will face Senegal next, while Wales and the injured Gareth Bale head home. Marcus Rashford spoke about that free kick after the game.
Do you know what? I fancied one in the first half, but to be fair, the one in the second half was in a better position. And you know, from there, it's just about being calm and just trying to execute what you practice in training. They don't go in often, but I'm pleased that it went in today.
Catherine Hahn is more than just that iconic knowing wink meme. She's having quite a run of success, from Agatha in WandaVision to her own spin-off show The Coven of Chaos and a starring role in Glass Onion, the Knives Out sequel. She's pretty much hot right now. However, she sure had some interesting teenage crushes, as she explained to Jimmy Kimmel.
When I was a kid, we would go out there and I was always like, I loved an Amish boy. Like, I
you
just
did.
Oh, such crushes on all the Amish boys for some reason.
All the Amish boys.
Because I just was like, look at them. Like, I just wanted to be on a farm with horses, I just wanted to be in a freaking silo with an Amish boy.
Here's a quick question. Can you describe the plot of the original Avatar movie? I know, there was lots of water, the blue guys, and the fact that it's the biggest box office hit of all time. But what was it actually about? Before we get swamped by Avatar fanboys, the long-awaited sequel Avatar The Way of the Water is bearing down on us like an iceberg on the Titanic, and the cast are busy doing plenty of publicity in advance of its December release. Zoe Saldana is playing Nateri, but she says the audition process was tough.
One time they called me in and I put myself on tape again for them, and they were like, just make all these sounds. I'm like, what kind of sounds? I'm like, well, okay.
You're like, what is this
and
movie
I'm thinking
remotely?
Like, James Cameron, a robot warrior princess that's in the jungle, and I'm doing R, like rolling my R's. I'm like, I don't know what this is, but I dig it.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favor and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced, and published by Daft Doris.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.